Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Love for you to walk up to somebody, you know, or maybe in the office and go, hey, how much do you make? And see what happens. Their soul will leave their body.
It is Nanya.
Right? What if somebody walked up to you in the hallway and said that? Hey, it's just curious, like, how much do you make?
I think that that question for me would consider, I'd have to consider who's asking, why they're asking.
Uh-huh. Sure.
If I'm talking to a young woman who wants to get into this industry and find a way to get somewhere from point A to point B, I certainly would.
Yeah, at least get them in the ballpark of what they should be looking for.
Well, what you can. Right. You work really hard and move a whole lot.
So what do you do and how much do you make? Don't say your name or, you know, where you work or anything, but tell everybody what you do for a living.
I am a horse farrier.
A horse farrier. So I'm a little bit confused by this. Is a horse farrier someone who transports horses, or do you work directly with the horses?
Directly with the horses. We are the blacksmith who takes the horseshoes on their feet off and put new ones on.
So how did you get into this? Yeah. Is it like apprenticeship, or did you go to school?
Neither of those. Ironically, actually, my girlfriend found a guy on Facebook. And I had left one job, and it kind of just lined up. And he told me to save the money, go to school, and work with him full-time, hands-on.
Wow.
So you're like a horse podiatrist, kind of.
Yeah.
And how long have you been a horse farrier now?
Just over a year.
See, I think a lot of jobs are like this, though. You know, you think you have to go get a degree or something, where instead you could put a year of working under somebody and then be out doing it and not be, you know, $25,000, $50,000 in debt. Now, how many horses are you working on a day?
Anywhere between 6 to 10. And we do high jump horses and Kentucky Derby horses.
Get out of here.
Sounds like high end.
Does that make you nervous, touching a horse that's worth millions of dollars?
Yes, very.
All right, what are some of the tools that you use as a horse farrier to remove a horseshoe?
Basically, we use what we call, they're like nail clippers.
Yeah, keep your radio turned down for us. You're feeding back. Turn your radio down for us, okay?
It basically just pulls the nails out of the horseshoe, and it allows us to, like, clean them up. We also use the forged fire grill to heat them up and steam them back on.
Wow. And the horses don't feel any pain from this, huh?
Feels good.
No, that was also one of my thoughts at first. I was afraid to do it.
What do one of those tools cost? Like, what's the most expensive tool you use all the time?
Probably the forge grill. Goes for a good, decent amount of money, I believe he sold me.
So if you're traveling, like, to see these high-end Kentucky Derby horses, are you flying out to other places, or are they all local here?
We fly out. We fly out to Florida, Texas, Ohio, and Tennessee. And
wow. Kentucky.
But you work for a guy. It's his business, and you work for him.
Yes.
All right.
And you've been there a year?
Yes, just over.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and take some guesses. He is a horse farrier, and he works for somebody else. Dan, you're up first.
Of course. A high-end horse farrier.
Yes.
I'm going to say, since you're not the guy and you've only been there a year, I'm going to say 50 Gs.
50. Okay, Kennedy?
Yeah, I feel
or
like
no, I'll go. I'm going to say it's a little bit more than that. I'm going to go 65.
I'll go 75.
Okay. All right. As a horse farrier, again, don't say who you work for or your name or any of that. How much do you earn a year right now?
She is actually the closest. It is 96.
Let's
go. Good for you, buddy.
A year in.
Good for you. Well, you're touching million dollar horses. You should be getting a little cut.
I feel like you make more than the average horse farrier.
That's such a cool job, buddy. Wow.
I can comfortably say he does a day rate, and it's $400 a day.
Jeez.
And it's a minimum 5 days a week.
That is amazing.
That is awesome. Good for you, buddy.
What am I doing here? What am I doing? Making bad jokes.
Go find a guy.
All right, Kennedy. This person is a procurement specialist for a used cooking oil company.
We love recycling.
Did I get that right?
Yes. Yes, okay. That's exactly right.
So there's obviously a need for this. Explain what this business is.
Okay, so my company picks up used cooking oil from different restaurants, schools, hospitals. It gets cleaned and shipped off all around the country and into Europe. It goes into pet feed, candles, biodiesels, cosmetics, things like that.
I remember when we lived in Memphis, Tennessee, there was a restaurant there, and they had been using the same cooking oil for 50 years, and when they moved to a new location, they actually had to hire a company to come take the cooking
oil out. Armored truck. They got an armored truck. It was not a cooking oil company.
And then they moved it to the new location because an oil that has been used over decades, if it's cleaned, is actually...
It's the best bologna sandwich I ever ate in my life.
It's like the best tasting. Is that true?
Yes. Yep, it is true. You want to actually go to restaurants, like we have some restaurants that we pick up once a week. We get 300 to 500 pounds of oil.
Wow.
So we're getting a couple million pounds of oil a year.
Jeez. You're a procurement specialist. What is your day to day? Yeah. How are you procuring these used cooking oils?
Okay, so I'm the person that enters the routes. I'm the person that makes sure the drivers go where they're supposed to go. I'm making sure all the customers are being paid what the oil is worth. I'm doing some of the accounting. I've been in the business for 17 years now.
Wow. What should I be doing with my oil after we cook?
If you could, you should put it into a plastic bottle, or if you want, you can take, if you only use a little bit of oil, I would take tin foil and put it in the drain, and then pour that into the tin foil to let it congeal, and then toss it in the trash. You never want to put oil down the drain because it will congeal, and then you'll clog up your pipes.
Facts.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll have a plumber on next episode.
And then you can literally bring it to a restaurant, and restaurants will take it, and they'll put it in with the other oil.
Okay. Do you have any kids in private school?
No, I don't have kids. Both my kids are grown.
Okay.
Do you own or rent your home?
I rent.
Okay. What was the last vacation you went on?
I've actually, true story, never been on a vacation in my life.
All right. I need to come over and we need to have a discussion because this is not good for your mental health.
No, I've been at my company for 17 years. The only time I took a break was when I had COVID twice.
Yeah, but that's not okay. Yeah. That doesn't...
No,
vacation
it's not,
is important.
It's not.
The used cooking oil company is ruthless.
They don't care.
All right, it's a tough game.
Let's,
I'm angry now.
Okay, 17 years as a procurement specialist for a used cooking oil company.
17 years, no vacation. It ain't enough, whatever you're making.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I'm going to guess... $85,000 a year.
Okay.
Kennedy?
I got a text message here from Chef Jason Santos.
Yeah.
Who has a guess?
Yes.
78. And that's what I'm going to go with.
Okay, Chef Jason Santos.
Oh, you used a ringer.
From Hell's
Can't
Kitchen.
Can't help it. He texted me. What do you want
Citrus
from me?
Citrus and salt. Yes. Buttermilk and bourbon. Yes. Okay. And Dan?
I'll say 70.
70. Okay. What? Go ahead again.
Dan's the closest. I make $65,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, thank you for what you do. Boom. It's really important.
Who's the head chef now, Jason Santos? What's up?
And take a damn vacation.
Thank you guys for what you guys do. I listen to you guys every morning on the way to work, and I love you guys so much.
Well, we love you.
Please take a vacation.
Take a vacation, okay?
And I want you to
call
us and let us know when that happens so that I can celebrate it.
But stream us on the Odyssey app while you're on vacation.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.